Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is it possible to speak to Lisa Scott, please? Yeah, it's Gemma calling from MMA Legal, and it's in relation to the Scottish redress claim for the care abuse. How are you, Lisa? You okay?
Yeah.
Good, good. So I was just following up the inquiry that you've made with us. We just needed to obviously go through a few things with yourself and make sure we've got all of the correct details and take a brief statement from you just to get the case submitted, Lisa. Is that okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. So I've got your name as Lisa Scott. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I've got your email as mackiescat@gmail.com. I'll just spell that out to make sure I've got it right. So bit of a weird one that.
Yeah.
So mackiescat@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bear with me one moment. We've just got a new system at the moment, so if I am a little bit slow, it's just because I'm just getting used to it. Okay. Trying to keep it long. Not be a minute. Right, so could you please confirm for me your postcode, please?
PW15.
Is that KW?
Yes.
Yeah, KW?
Yes. Steel Westgate 15H for Heckle over Oxford.
Thank you. And oh, what was your door number?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Umbrella. Why did I think it was O? It's you.
Right, it's you.
Yeah.
No problem. So KW15HU. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right, brilliant. And could you please confirm your date of birth, Lisa?
Yeah, it's 16/8/16.
It's a very bad line, this. Is it on loudspeaker or anything?
Yeah, I'm in the car, sorry.
It's all right, don't worry. Sorry, it was 15/58/19.
Yeah, 16/8/1988.
Right, so I'm just going to confirm that. Was that 15 or 16 of the 8?
16,
thank you. 16th of the 8, 1988. And is it Miss or Mrs?
Just Miss.
Miss, okay. Won't be a minute. And can I just ask, Lisa, did you go by any other names when you was in care, like any nicknames or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Okay, so can you just tell me, Lisa, what age did you actually go into care, please?
I was 12.
You was 12, okay.
Yeah.
I know, it's hard to remember, isn't it?
It is, it really is. I'm not sure if I've just seen this. If it's one of my friends has seen it online and she says...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, honestly, Lisa, like, there's a lot of different things as to why you can claim this money back. It doesn't have to be, like, physical abuse. it's also mental abuse as well. So don't worry, I'll go through a few things with you. Just so you know, it kind of jogs your memory as well.
Yeah, no one told you
an adult.
You forget.
You do forget, don't you? Yeah, that's. I mean, at the end of the day, you probably shut it out as well, don't you?
At the end of the day.
Lisa, I forgot to ask you. Do you have a middle name?
No.
Okay, so when you went into care at the age of 12, can you remember the name of the care home at all?
Yeah, it was Drylo.
How are you spelling that, please?
D-R-Y-L-A-W, I think. That was in Edinburgh.
Drylo, in Edinburgh, okay.
Okay,
how many care homes were you in total? Can you remember?
I was in just that care home, and then I was in a secure unit, and then in care home, what they call them, like after care home. So you go from secure into open unit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a care like home as such, it was a secure unit, yeah?
I'm not sure. The secure is like a
right, okay. I mean, it probably is still classed, I would think, as like a care as well. I would have thought.
There was Alison and Chalmers, two different units. You didn't go straight home after secure, you had people into one of those units. And
yeah.
Because they were very like a children's home.
Yeah. And how long was you in there for?
I was on and off in a house until I was able to be 16 with my own.
16. And what age did you go in there?
Could have been 13. I was only in Drylo for under a year when they took me over.
Under a year. Right, okay. No problem. And could I? Oh, sorry, I've got your home address. What in a minute? So KW15HU, and that's Bremner's Walk. And what was your door number there? Sorry.
1414.
1414, thank you. Yeah, thanks for saying that because I couldn't hear you then.
Sorry. I'm just a
little bit. It's all right.
I'll get better in a minute.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. We'll make do, don't worry. Are you just getting home?
I'm going to take the horses and. Well, so, take them in, take the rug
off,
put them back out.
Ah, okay. Okay, so in relation to like obviously the care that you was in at Drylo in Edinburgh, so that would have been from, sorry, what age did you say? From about 11, did you say, in that one?
I think I was 12. I think, if I remember right, I think I was just going into high school, I think.
That would have been from 1989. So from about 2000, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds a bit right, yeah.
And you was in there for about 1 year, yeah?
I think, yeah.
Can you remember the names of any of the staff there at all?
Not in Drylo, not.
No, that's fine, no problem. No. So, do you just want to tell me a little bit, obviously, about what you do remember at that home?
Well, I think looking back now, and I just see, like, you know, just, like, your just basic things, like your rooms weren't secure, and...
Yeah.
I ended up pregnant by another older resident at the time.
Oh my God, really? Right, okay. Mm. Oh, bless you. How old was she then?
Well, we'd have been 12 or just turning 13.
You was being 12. Oh, bless you. Okay, and obviously, did they, obviously they would have known about it, I take it. Or
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was all brushed under the carpet.
It was brushed under the carpet, right,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So was you sexually assaulted, obviously, by the older person then, yeah?
Well, I feel that as an adult, but at the time...
You shouldn't have done it, but at the time it didn't feel like that.
No, and I remember reading my, you know, your daily record notes and stuff, and they put down things like promiscuous behaviour and that, and I'm just...
Really?
As an adult, at the time, I don't even think I knew what that meant.
Yeah, of course you don't.
You know,
so
I mean,
he was a resident, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, he was a child, so...
Well, that's you it, know. And I think what dug this up is, because I still speak, I still go through the mental health team, and my son, who I had through this incident, I lost him last year.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so it kind of rakes up a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I was at a psychiatrist last week, and he says to me, can you explain the circumstances of your son's conception? If I'm not correct, you were very young, 12, 13.
Yeah.
And he says, was that a one-night stand? And I went,
yeah.
Are we still stuck in this mentality? Who the fuck can a 12-year-old have a one-night stand?
And
I just thought, this is a psychiatrist speaking to me. Like, this is insane.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? About making me really angry.
Oh, I just shut down after that. I was like, do you know what is the point? What, you know?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, even now they're still not on your side type of thing.
Yeah, that's madness.
Oh, bless you. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm just writing the notes. If I go quiet, I'm just typing it up. Okay. So when you obviously had the baby, was you still in that care home or had you moved then?
So during that time, I actually found out I was pregnant when I got moved to the secure unit.
When you got moved, right, okay.
Yeah, because you have to get a medical test and they fucking strip search you and all this shit. Which is another, I just think it's wrong.
You're strip searched, that's wrong, isn't it? Strip search.
I wouldn't imagine they would do it now. But yeah, you had to go and stand in the bathroom, strip down and go up, turn around and all. And I just think,
that's ridiculous. You don't know what goes on in care homes, do you really? Even now, like, my grandma was in care and she wasn't getting treated right. Like, unless you actually, like, do something to try and film it and stuff, you don't actually know, do you?
The restraint, I mean, they're supposed to be professionally restrained. This is in the secure unit. To restrain children when they're out of control. Like, one of my friends got a broken arm. You know, like...
Really?
Oh, they just... You know, and we used to call it. So there was levels. Your one was a warning. Two was... whatever. Three, you were restrained. And then level four, we used to call it level four on the floor. Because it would just take your feet under you and slam you on the ground. And it was... This is 12 and 13-year-old children we're talking about.
That's
disgusting,
isn't it?
It's just madness.
It really is. Like, it's just... horrendous what they've got away with as well, isn't it?
And I think they did have the power to put their hands on you and they just would push it.
Well, everything was different back then, wasn't it? It's I to be honest, I think it still goes on now, to be honest.
I quite believe it. I quite believe it.
Yeah. Right, so dry law, house, care home. Yeah, that's the right one, isn't it? And it's still...
Yeah.
It's still open now, it is, isn't it, I think.
Is it? Oh, Jesus. Christ, it was a hell of a lot in there.
This is in 2024, it was, they had an inspection there, so it must still be open.
Unbelievable. It was an absolute dive. when I was there years ago. I'm up in Wick now. I'm way, way up north. So I very rarely go to Edinburgh now.
Yeah, I bet you, well, I bet you won't want to, will you, because your memories
No, that's it. I just can't. I just, yeah, I got up here to get away from it, or it's just bad memories. And
yeah. I'm just finding the details of the care home. I won't be given that.
Yeah.
Does 32 Grove Hill Road ring a bell?
It does, yeah, because my dad used to stay up that way. Yeah.
Right, okay, so that is the one then.
Yeah.
Dry Law House, yeah?
Dry Law House. We always just called it Dry Law. It possibly is house.
I'm just make sure that is it.
I think there's only one in that area as well, as far as I remember. There's a railway track behind it. And, well, an old, unused railway track.
Oh, hang on, there's another one here, actually. I think this is actually it. Dry Law Children's Home, 135 Easter, Dry Law.
Oh,
yeah, I think
it could well be. But Goat Hill is up that way, and so is the Easter. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Was it near a park?
Yeah, there's a park just behind it.
That's it, yeah, I've got it. Okay, that's that. Right, so obviously, other than obviously what you've just told me about that home, what about, like, did they punish you? Did they lock you in rooms, that type of thing, if you was acting up?
Not that I remember. I don't. They didn't have the powers to do it. None of the bloody rooms had locks on them. Well, they did, but they were
The rooms didn't have locks. They didn't lock them.
Yeah, they just didn't. Like, your own bedroom. So I remember having stuff stolen off me all the time, and the same as other folks, because you just had no privacy.
Yeah.
You know, you dare not take anything in there that you wanted to keep. I remember ripping up bits of the carpet to hide stuff under.
And was that off just the people that was in there, the residents, or was that staff as well that was robbing from you?
Well, I mean, now that you say it, it could be either. I always thought other residents, children. But no, I mean, you could be right. Adults can be just as devious.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
I never thought of it.
Especially the type that was in the care homes, definitely.
Yeah, it's an easy way for these nutters to get...
I know, isn't it? Mm. Yeah.
I work with the NHS now, and I see it quite a lot in there. You know, you look at people and you go, you're only here because you're on a wee power trip.
Exactly, definitely.
You know, yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and... Did you ever have any kind of, like, abuse from the staff, like physical, any sexual assault, anything like that that you can remember?
No, I think there was a lot of verbal back and forward, and it was the same day with restraints. The restraints were just, it was just ridiculous, you know, like, so many adults trying to grab kids and all this shit. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, there was good staff there. I don't particularly have a lot of bad, because it was quite a lot of women. I don't remember there being quite a lot of men.
That's good then. Yeah, that's always a good thing, isn't it? Yeah. And just want to make you aware as well, when we do look at this case, we're not just clutching at straws, okay? Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful, which obviously you have. We're not claiming compensation directly from the care homes, as many of these have already shut down. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, so they are the ones who are liable. They were the ones that was funding this neglect to begin with, okay? They have already started paying out as well for the cases. The average claim at the moment is £48,000. It could be more, it could be less. Obviously, the main thing is getting you justice, you know, for what you've been through as well, okay?
I've not really told anybody.
Have you not?
No, not really. I mean, mostly when I speak to the psychiatrists and all this, it's about all this, but they never really seem to think that care was a big...
Thing is, like, when we speak to people, like, even just small things like them making you stand in the corner of the room, that is abuse, do you know what I mean? Like, keeping you there, but people don't think it is because it was just the norm back then.
It's the same with, like, the shouting and stuff. Like, it was very acceptable for somebody to shout in your face, whether that's a teacher or a peer or a... Whereas now, you look back and you go, it's just not right, is it?
You do at the time, though, you do just think that's normal, don't you? It's like when you're in an abusive relationship, you think it's normal.
Things like that, as simple as that, it really fried my brain in a way. You know, the hearing of somebody going, look at me when I'm speaking to you, it makes my skin crawl. You know, I can't have a lot of problem with eye contact now. And I do think that's where it comes from.
Definitely. Right, I'll just make a note of that. What do you mean? Okay. Anything else that you want me to note for this home?
I was being honest, I can't remember much else besides that.
What about with regards to like food and stuff? Did they ever starve you as punishment or anything like that?
No, I think they were. If I look at it as an adult, I think they were fair in a sense. If we were little shits when we came home, we'd have the kitchen shut, and that was sort of, well, you should have been here for your dinner.
Yeah. So if you didn't come back, if they didn't come back in time, they wouldn't be basically let you eat. Yeah.
Yeah, it would just be a case of, you'll get your breakfast now. Yous were warned, and I don't see that as a, you know, we certainly weren't starved, you know.
Yeah.
The meals were there if you were there on time, and if you weren't, well,
just
that
on
was
time. Yeah. No problem. Right, so that's that one. I won't be a moment, I'm just... put in a few extra words in there just to make it a bit more for the solicitor, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
What about, sorry, I've completely forgot to ask you, did you have any like siblings with you at all in care?
No, it was just me.
Okay.
Oh no, Golden Boy wouldn't end up in care. No way.
Oh, God. What happened? Was your brother... It was you and your brother, was it?
Yeah. My brother... he stayed with the family. I think my family just couldn't be arsed with me, really.
God.
I never got a reason why I got put into care at that age. It was just... They said it was behavioural and...
That was it, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something that I've thought about as well over the years. Like, all the medication they had me on back then as a child, I was like...
Is that your parents?
No, the doctors, and then that was when I was in care. You know, they put
you on a lot of medication.
Yeah, they took me sleeping on the couch in the living room because they told me I had to be on a 24-hour walk. But I'd be on so much higher medication, it's Clomazepam, that I couldn't move.
So was this in Dry-Law?
That was in Dry-Law, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, that was prescribed by the doctor. I mean, maybe the staff was
sleep on the sofa.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't all the time. It wasn't all the time, but I think sometimes they've maybe thought, oh fuck, because you know, she might not wake up if we put her to bed, because I was
giving you that much.
That was unbelievable. But I think that's why they gave it to me, because they date me.
Yeah, to knock you out.
Yeah.
Alright. So they used to put you on the sofa to keep an eye on you, yeah?
Yeah.
That's abuse. Do you know what I mean? That's definitely
Yeah, it's not right. When I look now, my mum and dad, they should have known better as well, but then maybe they didn't know what that meant because they weren't there when this was happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think a child taking these type of medications, that's insane. That's absolutely insane.
Even adults, like my boyfriend, he's had to go on that from my family in the past, and it's really quite strong, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's unbelievable to think I was taking that at that age. It caused a lot of problems for me with medication now.
Yeah.
I should be medicated, and I find it really hard to take medication that makes me feel like that. Because I feel like it's my soul. I don't like it. You know. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for telling me that bit as well. I've put that on there for you, okay? Right. So, going on to the next bit, so that's a secure unit. What was the name of that one again?
That's called Guthrie. Guthrie unit. St. Catherine's. Yeah.
Okay. Secure unit. Okay, and just before I forget, can I just please also get your mum's name?
Yeah, it's Frances.
It's what, sorry, Samantha?
Frances.
I can't hear you properly. Can you say that again, sorry?
I've got this phone now. Frances.
How are you spelling that, please?
F-R-A-N-C-E-S.
F-R-A-N-C.
Yes.
And the last name was the same as yours, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And that's your mum. And then your dad's name, please?
He's David.
David, okay. Same last name, yeah?
Yeah.
And then your brother's name, what was his name, please?
It's Chris. It's T-R-I-S.
C-R-I-S, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All it is, if there's more than like one Lisa Scott in the system, they just want to make sure they've got the right one. So if they've got obviously mum and dad's name, they know it's you.
Yeah.
It's just the one brother, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So they put you in care. Without any explanation.
Yeah, I think it was down to behaviour. I do think I was a bit not quite right. But yeah, it just seemed to be nothing to now I'm going into care. It happened so fast.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's naughty when they're younger though, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you don't really remember doing anything like really bad. It was just
I think I was maybe a bit sad and a bit depressed because I think I was a bit suicidal.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Maybe it was just puberty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because my family wasn't bad. I mean, we had a good family. I mean, we went on holidays. Yeah. I mean, we weren't skint by any means. My mum and dad both worked.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. A bit of an odd one.
Yeah. I'm just writing all this down. I'll be a minute.
Okay. And I think that's what bothers me a bit as well. Is I think.
Yes,
care has made me the person I am, going through all these situations and all of this. And if I would never have had my son, but it's also created so much problems in my adult life.
Of course it has.
Then I go, if I didn't have that, what would have happened? Would I have just went through that teenage years and then been normal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It must really frustrate you.
Okay,
I am just going to add on the second unit, so I'm just going to Google it, see if I can find it.
Okay.
So it's Catherine Catherine's secure unit, yeah?
St. Catherine's, yeah.
St. Catherine's, sir.
Yeah.
St. Catherine's. And is this the last one, or was there another one after this?
Yeah, that one was sort of joined on to the other two units. It sort of comes as a package deal.
Right, okay.
You have to come out, so there's three units, and the secure unit is called Guthrie. And then when you come out of that, you don't go home. You go to one of the out units.
Right, okay. Which, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
And it was in Edinburgh, yeah?
Yeah, that's Edinburgh, yeah.
Yeah, so that one's closed down now.
Is it?
Yeah, shut down in 2023.
Wow. Wow.
Has a string of failures. It failures in child abuse, it says.
So was that one in Bylaw? That was, is that, you know, I got it wrong first. Is that one still open or shut?
I'm not sure. Let me check in a second.
That's all right. I'm just doing I can think about myself.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, definitely.
So shocked. It was such a shithole when I was there. It was just disgusting.
Yeah. I hope it shut down anyway.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I'd say the care home's up here. Well, there's one up in Wick, and my son, who passed away last year, he was in there for a 6 months to help him get off drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why he was there, and they were almost helping him, you know. And they were bloody good.
Yeah.
You know, they had me at the end of the phone all the time. And
this is the thing, you know. There is good ones, and it's the same with all, same with elderly care as well, and there's always good ones and there's always bad ones.
Yeah.
At least he was in a good one. Yeah. 29 Barnwell Terrace.
That rings a bell. It's up Liberton Way. Yeah.
I think that's right. Well, be a minute. And so you was in this one from 13 to 16, yeah?
Sorry?
You was in there from 13 to 16.
Yeah.
So you would have been in that one from till about 2004, is that right?
So I had my son in 2003, and I think after that I went back to Alison unit for a couple of months.
Okay.
I had postpartum depression and all that. Right.
Did you?
I don't think I did, but I think they just used it as a... Yeah. Yeah.
So you would have been, so if you had your son in 2003, I think you would have been in the other one 2002 then, wouldn't you, I think?
He was born in March 2003.
So you might have gone in the other one about 2001 then, maybe. 2001 to 2002. And then you was in St. Catherine's from 2002 to about 2005. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it was off and on for a while. It was back and forward. I wasn't in there permanently. So it was home for a while.
Okay, so on and off.
Yeah, and I'd be lying if I said, because it was just back and forward.
Was that between your actual home, or was that the other
unit? Yeah, that was between at my mum's. Yeah.
Okay, so you went back to your mum's.
Yeah.
And then what was the other part of it called again, sorry?
Allison unit.
Allison unit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so there was a bit more like heavy-handed in this one, would you say?
Yeah, because it was a secure unit, but I think a lot of the adults in there were playing police officer rather than carer. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. And you was on a lot of medication in this one.
I honestly can't remember. I remember having to get medication because it would call you up when everybody else was getting theirs for the office.
Yeah, okay. So did you say that they put your medication for postnatal depression in this one? Or did they just say that you had?
No, I don't think I was on medication for that, no.
Okay.
And
but,
it was the
so,
same
so they told you that you had it?
Yeah. Well, that was my thingy of it, because that's what they were saying. I don't remember any doctors. I just don't remember a lot.
Okay. So you never remember a doctor actually diagnosing you? They just kind of told you that you had it, yeah?
Yeah.
And did they let you stay with your son?
No, he stayed with my mum.
Oh, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been quite hard for you.
Yeah, I think because I tried so hard. And, like,
yeah.
When I was in the secure unit, so the original one, so when I found out I was pregnant, they gave me this stupid fucking doll to look after.
Yeah.
And it had keys that went in the back.
Right.
And I had to look after it for so many weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they done a test on it to see how I'd looked after it. And I was like, are you going to judge my face? I was in a secure unit with seven other kids that were taking it off me and throwing it about. Like, how the fuck was I supposed to stand a chance with that?
That's ridiculous.
And at the same point, I was like, I'm already pregnant. This isn't going to, what the
fuck? There's nothing that you can, yeah.
Yeah. It was insane. Absolutely insane.
Wow, that's really weird, isn't it?
Oh, see, when I look back now, I go, that was sick. Imagine.
Yeah.
Because he told me I couldn't put it in water. I couldn't shake its head. I had to support its neck. I had to. It would cry during the night. It would cry like a newborn baby. But then they would still tell me to get up and go to school in the morning and shit. And I'm going, this is, as a child, though, I just accepted it.
Yeah. Why so bad? Wow.
Just insane that things like that happen.
That is so, yeah, that's, I've never even heard of something like that. That is so bad.
Yeah. Oh, it was little plastic keys, and when it cried, you had to, there was one that would say, like, burp, feed, change, or cuddle, or whatever. And if you just used all the different keys, it meant you weren't trying. And whatever program, so you had to try and soothe it. It was weird. It was weird.
That is so strange.
To this day, I don't understand how they got the record for this doll. Maybe it was a barefaced lie. You know, just because he says to me at the end of however many weeks I had it, we'll be able to tell how many times he either shook it or dropped it or didn't care for it. And I'm going, as an adult now, I go, how did you do that back then?
How did you get away with that? Yeah.
Madness.
That is so bizarre, isn't it?
I know I'm laughing, but it's just,
I
never thought of it. Until the last couple of years, but wait a minute, when I'm telling people this, they're looking at me like, are you serious?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
And because of that doll, they basically took your baby to your mum's, is that right?
Yeah, they said, and because I was underage anyway, I couldn't get a flat on my own. and I didn't have an option for our mother and baby unit for maybe it's because I was still underage. But under no circumstances was that to be left alone with Mackay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other memories that you can think of from that care home that stand out?
Yeah, they were the bad ones for restraining. Like, they were awful.
Yeah.
Like, they really, really were. Like, I remember being in fucking pain being restrained by them. And you're talking to both men and women holding.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like... I mean, I think they were, and that's to say, they were a bit more thingy with me because they knew I was pregnant.
Yeah.
But it was still bloody sore. I mean, they would put your hands, your arms right, you know, like what the police do, right behind your back.
Yeah.
Be really,
on a
just
power
because
trip.
They did have the power to restrain children, so they just, they just took it to, I mean, some of the, like I say, one of my friends ended up with a broken arm. You know, they were just brutal. Because some of the boys that were there, some of the carers, were young guys, it seemed to have been.
Yeah.
And they thought it was funny. You know, you would see them laughing, restraining these kids that are crying and out of control. And they're laughing.
They didn't care. They would laugh at you.
Yeah.
So it was mainly male carers that was laughing, yeah?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I think the female carers there were quite a few good ones. And it was always good as you got certain ones on because you knew that the certain boys, well, arseholes that were there, they wouldn't kick off because I think they knew the other ones would report them.
Right, yeah.
Kind of, everything seemed to be pretty settled when certain female members of staff were on.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put that on there as well, thank you. What about with regards to, like, physical and mental abuse there? Did you receive anything like that? Just restraining.
I think they've done it on the fly through restraint. I think that's the way they took their frustration. It, you know, you'd bend your wrist back or, you know, that's no part of restraining young children. You're lucky if I weighed bloody 6 or 7 stone at the time, you know. Like,
right, so they weren't really feeding you very well.
In comparison to adult men, 3-4 adult, but you know.
All right, yeah, I get you.
There was nothing on me. But
yeah, I kind of.
It's just like it doesn't take that.
You've just got big men on top of you.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. It really was.
Yeah, it is. A fully grown man. Restraining you, yeah?
Yeah. And I don't disagree that I was kicking off. But then,
you're going to hear that, aren't you?
It gets to that point. And again, it's something that's followed me into adulthood. I really struggle with somebody. Well, at my work, we have to do these things called violence and aggression courses.
Yeah.
And the thought is because you have to simulate, you have to, that somebody's putting their hand on you so you can defend yourself as such. And I really struggle with that because I'm like, don't touch
me.
Because I'll put you on your arm.
Yeah. I just
don't like it.
No. PTSD, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just. This is why I was going through this with psychiatry with this, and then obviously we found my son, and I found him dead, I tried to revive him, and all. And he goes, oh, there's no trauma. There's no trauma. That's no PTSD. No.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Oh, I'm at the end of my rope with it. I really am.
I bet you are.
You know, I go, where else do I go now? I've actually reached out. It only took me till 37 to reach out.
This is the thing, though. There's not... It's just not great in this country, is it? It's like mental health and stuff.
No.
No. Like, I've got a lot of friends that have tried so many times to, like, get help, and there's just none. Like, you've got to go through years and years and years.
Yeah. Every door is slammed in your face.
Yeah, it is.
That's how my son dies. He reached out multiple times, and in the end, he took his life. He couldn't cope.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And that's us. Every appointment with him, and, oh, it was always the same. What you need is you're a young, fit and healthy boy. Go and get a job. I was like, but he's not fit and healthy.
Wow.
You know, he's got problems with drugs. He's got an eating disorder. He's not got... He doesn't leave the house, and it's not by choice.
Yeah.
Like, he is struggling. Like, my son died, and he was like 7'4".
Oh, bless him.
My 22-year-old boy at 7'0". That's all right.
Yeah, it's not right, that is it. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Just another failure with the system.
Yeah, you're right, it is. I will just put this in the notes, what you're just telling me as well, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's just, the more we've got on there, the stronger it just makes you claim that fall, so.
Oh, okay.
And they do want to get a clear picture of, you know, like how it's affected your life and stuff.
Yeah. But I've never been out of... I might have left the care home, but I've never been out of mental health or...
Yeah, in and out.
Yeah, it's just a revolving door now. It really is.
All right, then. No problem, then.
Hello?
I will be a moment. Because it might, I mean, with your son as well, it's probably contributed as well with him, hasn't it? Like, after everything that's happened to you.
And I think because we went through a lot of it together, and we got
together.
So far. And then he just, yeah. I was always proud of having him because I never lost him. When I turned 16, we went out on our own. I got my own flat. And then we were dropped like a happy social work, though.
Really?
Oh, we had no help whatsoever. Whatsoever. I made a comment to a social worker once when Mackay... When we were in a flat I got when I was 15, you know, one of these child flats. And they said, a social worker would check on me every week, regardless, at least once a week, could be twice. And I remember at one time, it was 6 weeks went past, and then this social worker came, and I said, I didn't mean it, but I said, I could have chopped them up. And put them in a bin, and I could be lying here dead, and you'd be none of the wiser.
It wouldn't know,
And that
so you supposed to wake them every week?
Oh, they were supposed to. They never did.
They were meant to come every week. And this is when you were 16,
I would have been just turning 16, because I remember getting my flat. I was about 15 and 10 months or something like that. They never came. After that comment, I went, I'm in the shit. They're going to do something. They're going to take them away.
They didn't care.
They done the complete opposite. I never seen them again. That was it. That was me out of social care. That was it. Never had anything to do with them again.
You never had any help. To be honest, it might have been a good thing because they're not
horrible,
aren't they?
Yeah, I never had the same social worker. I must have went through, I'd be lying if I said, but I don't, it was a change in social worker every couple of months.
Yeah. When did they stop coming round? How old is you?
That would have been at that flat, so, 16.
16, so, literally not even a year.
Yeah.
Right, that's the hard part done now. I've got everything that I need, really, for the moment. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you for going through all of that. I just need to run through a few more things with you, okay?
Okay.
So can I just ask, you've not got any, like, terminal illnesses or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And would you like us to add on a nominated beneficiary for this? For obviously the payout, it's just in case anything was to happen to yourself.
It just means that the money
would then go to them. Because this claim's probably going to take, I think they can take like up to a year. If anything was to happen, obviously we'd want to, you know, would you want someone else to get the money?
That would probably be my son and daughter.
Okay.
And my grandson, because Mackay had a son. Really?
Right, I can only put one name on there. So which
put Mackenzie. Mackenzie's the oldest.
Mackenzie.
So, okay. Yeah.
I mean, this is only, you know, just in case. It's not just, like...
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, but... and his last name, is it Scott?
He's Stubbins. Stubbins.
Yeah, brilliant. And what's his contact number, please?
It would just be the same as mine. He's not got a phone.
Yeah, no problem.
He's only up here.
No problem. That's fine. All right, that's done. Nearly done now.
Okay.
I just need to make you aware as well. I just need to read a small script here just to explain your funding options clearly, okay?
Okay.
So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would just sit under a private agreement, okay?
Okay.
Just to make you aware, our fee is 16%. With VAT, it's a 20% flat rate. Is that okay for you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's easier on me. I've got no idea of the legal terms. And
yeah, what to do? Do you know what? I'm the same. I don't have a clue.
And I think if that goes back into the services to help other people, I'm all for that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Bless you. Okay. Now, what I also need from you, I do need a photo ID.
Okay.
So driver's license, passport or a bus pass, would you have one of those?
I have all of them in the house.
Brilliant. Okay, no problem. Are you at home at the moment?
No, I'm still out at the yard.
Right, no problem. What I'm going to do, I am going to send you my details now.
Okay.
On text message. And then what I need as well is I need a proof of address dated in the last 3 months.
Yep.
So I need like just any utility bill, anything like a doctor's letter, anything at all, as long as you've got your name, your address, and the date on it in the top right corner.
No bother.
Dated in the last 3 months. Even if you get it online, so like it doesn't have to be a physical letter. You can just screenshot a letter online. Do you think you'd have like a picture of your ID like on your phone or anything?
No, I wouldn't imagine so, no.
That's right. No,
I did have a long, long time ago for my work, but that was many years ago.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
When do you think you will be going home? And I'll just put a note on.
It's not long. I'll only be 15 minutes here, so I'll be back. I'll
15
be back home
minutes?
I'll be back home in the next hour. That's 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you my details now, and then if you get home before, just send it. But I'll give you a call back in an hour anyway, because I'm going to just explain one or two more things to you. And then we're all done. Is that okay for you?
That's grand. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, it's been really nice speaking to you.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for your help. Yeah, I actually managed that better than what I thought I would.
That's good, Lisa. No, don't worry. We're here to help you, okay? And see what
thank
we can get you back. And obviously, like I say, just get you some justice what you've been through, okay?
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you so much. Well, I'll speak to you shortly.
No problem. I'll speak to you soon, Lisa. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.